Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast for Distinctive Homes, the affordable boutique builder. Get in touch with the sales team today. distinctivehomes.com.au.
Triple M.
Ruin Dits for Breakfast. Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about Tex. Let's talk
about Tex. Let's talk about Tex. Oh, Tex Walker, good morning. Port Adelaide, don't want to stay with you.
Ah, oh, good morning, Dits. Roo, how are you, boys?
Good, yeah, Texan.
Hey, good is it? We're back.
You're back what? Training?
Training.
How was it yesterday? Did it feel a bit weird?
Yeah, it was very weird. Obviously, the rules and regulations the AFL have put in place, we've got to abide by now. Like, we're not going to buy any of the government rules. We're going by the AFL rules, and you're allocated to your groups of eight and no more. And, yeah, it's a bit different. Like, you've got to filter some groups through, and they're not allowed to be there when the next group comes in. And so it was, it was different, but good fun to be back.
You've avoided my question. Port Adelaide don't want to stay with you. What's the story?
Yeah, I know that. I saw that on the news last night while I was sitting there and feeding Hugo. And then I thought, I'm going to text Kenny Hinkley. I said, I was looking forward to waking up next to you, Kenny. You're telling me to get stuffed.
Oh, so, no. Let's hear from both Kenny Hinkley and Crows coach Matthew Nix.
We are arch enemies a bit. It doesn't make a lot of sense to put them together.
I don't have an issue with being with Port Adelaide whatsoever. I mean, we crossed the white line, as I think she's on.
We have these great matches and these great grudge matches, and we're going to go into a place and be all buddies.
So what's your response to that, Tex?
I think Ruth's played a part in this, haven't you, Roo? You want a Ramsgate 2.0.
No, I said, what could go wrong? Only a couple of months together, you'd be fine, wouldn't you? I mean, the Olympic athletes live together, don't they, Dits, and compete?
Yeah, when you put it like that, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, they do. So would it bother you at all, Tex? You don't mind mixing with them?
I know a few boys. They're all great fellas. You know what it's like off the field. You're great fellas, and then you compete on the field. So I'd imagine it'd be fine. But at the end of the day, we'll just stay wherever we get put, and I suppose within reason, you've got to make the place livable so that people don't get their noses out of joint and knickers in a knot that they can't live. So we've got to be able to support our families that can come up there and whatnot.
Tex, we've had Dennis Cometti come out and say that with everything going on this year, he doesn't think there should be a premier or, a Brownlow medal, for instance. And then we've had dual premiership coach Damien Hardwick say it'll be one of the best premierships to win ever, given that all the hurdles you have to overcome and all the differences. Which sort of category do you believe is correct?
Oh, I reckon I'm with Dimmer. I reckon it's been a huge challenge to be able to stay mentally switched on and physically be able to stay in a great shape. So you're still going to be able to play everyone once. So it's not uneven in that aspect. So 4 weeks of finals, I still think it's whoever wins a premiership, hopefully it's the Crowies, you take your hat off to them. It's certainly different challenges, but see how we go.
All right, stay with us, Tex. I can tell you a night grand final has been spoken about this year as well. We'll put that to Tex in just a moment. He joins us thanks to Distinctive Homes. Taylor Walker, our guest here on Triple M.
Triple M.
Ruin Dits for Breakfast. Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about Tex. Let's talk
about Tex. Yeah, Tex is still on the line now. I'll put this one to both of you, Roo and Tex. October 24, AFL Grand Final. That's when it's scheduled for at the moment. Same day as the Cox Plate, one of the biggest days on the calendar.
Yep.
They're talking night Grand Final. What do you both think?
No, I'll get the quaddy and then win the premiership and have a massive day. That's what I'd do. That would be my goal heading into Saturday the 24th of October. What about you, Tex?
You took the words straight out of my mouth,
Rick. I think you got to be respectful to the Spring Carnival. They've been there for ever and a day. It's their sort of time to shine. And, there's a lot of connection between racing and AFL. Why would you want to compete with an international sport like this horse racing? Why wouldn't you just use it as an opportunity to trial it for a year? The television station would love it. And I think everyone's been talking about it for long enough. So why not give it a go this year? How do you feel, Tex?
I'm a traditionalist, and I really like how we play, what is it, 2:30 on the Saturday. I like it. So I'll probably keep it the same if you can.
What, this year?
Yeah, why not?
What, you're going to go head-to-head with a Cox plate?
Oh, maybe,
Cox,
I don't know.
How's a Cox plate go, 90 seconds? 2 minutes?
Yeah, a couple of minutes.
Well, when big what, race time would the Cox, what time would the Cox plate run?
Oh, 2 or 3 o'clock? 4 o'clock?
Yeah,
Matt.
Five o'clock?
I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. I'm playing whenever.
All right. Don't worry about it. Just try and get there first, eh? You head up this Sunday. Have you been told the minimum length of time you're going to be up there as a club? I'm hearing a month. I'm hearing 6 weeks. I'm hearing 8 weeks.
No, that's the hardest thing to prepare for. We're planning that we're going to be there for the whole time because we haven't been told. Mm-hmm. So you've got to plan that we're going to be out there for the whole year. And I'll miss you. I'll miss you, boys.
God. It's not mutual. Now, what do you like? What do you like at doing the washing? Who's going to wash your clothes?
Oh, Ellie's written me a list on how I'm going to have to do it.
Don't put your colours in with your whites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nah, chuck them all in, mate. I'll be wearing pink shirts while I'm up there.
Right, have you got a dad joke to leave us with?
Yeah, Ditch, you know, by the looks of you, you like oysters, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know they're pretty dangerous.
Are they?
Yeah, they killed Patrick, mate.
Oh, dude.
All right, Tex.
Enjoy training this week. Enjoy the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I'll be packing the budgie smugglers. Don't worry about that.
Hey, that where you're staying's got nothing to do with last year's pre-season camp, has it?
To be honest, mate, I'm not too sure because we don't know where we were.
We'll play the Richmond song on the way from the airport and see what happens.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. We've gone back here, have we? Touch play on, boys. Yeah.
Good on you, Tex.
Joins us thanks to Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home. Ruined It's on Triple M.
Things are getting back to normal, even if Ruined Its aren't. So now's a great time to order your new home while things are quiet in the industry. Get in touch today at distinctivehomes.com.au.